This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Australia's ruling Conservative coalition won a surprise victory in the country's general election Saturday, defying opinion polls that tipped the center-left opposition party to oust it from power. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
The Prime Minister had said the opposition wasn't fit to govern and couldn't manage money. He's celebrating his unexpected triumph with party loyalists and his wife and two daughters.
I have always believed in miracles. I'm standing with the three biggest miracles in my life here tonight. And tonight we've been delivered another one.
Voters appeared unnerved by the opposition's radical tax reform agenda and its big spending plans for health and education. Labour's Bill Shorten has quit as leader. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. diplomats have warned American commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf region to use caution as tensions between the United States and Iran continue to escalate. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
U.S. diplomats through the Federal Aviation Administration are warning that commercial jetliners face a risk of being misidentified as hostile aircraft. It's a grim reminder that 30 years ago, the U.S. mistook an Iranian passenger jet for a warplane. Nearly 300 people on board were killed. Concerns are up since the White House ordered warships and bombers to the region to counter a possible threat from Iran. An Iraqi official says that some foreign workers for ExxonMobil have begun evacuating from an oil field in Basra. The U.S. already ordered all non-essential diplomatic staff out of Iraq. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Austria's President Alexander Van der Bellen says a snap election will be necessary after Vice Chancellor and longtime far-right leader Heinz Christian Strache stepped down. As Reuters' Mia Wormersley reports, a video showed Strache allegedly offering lucrative government contracts in exchange for political support.
Austria's ruling government is teetering on the brink of collapse after the country's vice chancellor and longtime far-right leader announced he was stepping down. That's after video footage emerged that threatened to destroy the ruling coalition. It allegedly shows the head of the Freedom Party discussing state contracts with a potential Russian backer in return for political support, shortly before the election that brought him to power. Heinz Christian Strache told a news conference it was dumb, it was irresponsible, and it was a mistake, fighting back tears as he asked his wife and others to forgive him. He maintained, however, that he had done nothing illegal.
Mia Wormersley of Reuters. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is warning that the Ebola epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo could spread to the cities. As Lisa Schlein reports, heightened insecurity and a lack of money are making the situation worse.
The IFRC's Director of Health and Care, Emanuele Capobianco, says the Ebola response faces a double jeopardy of insecurity and critical underfunding. He says the security situation is complex and will require a range of responses, but he notes the funding situation could be fixed now.
There is a real need to set up the response. Otherwise, activities will have to be scaled down, and the impact on the future of the epidemics will be extremely serious.
Capobianco says the Red Cross has received less than half of the $30 million it needs to carry out its Ebola control activities across affected parts of DR Congo, as well as preparedness efforts in neighboring Burundi, Rwanda, South Sudan, and Uganda. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has begun flying hundreds of immigrants from southern Texas to San Diego, California for processing. Immigration officials say there will be three flights a week to San Diego with at least 130 people per flight. Meanwhile, Florida's Republican governor says he will fight a plan to ship more than 100 migrants a week to two counties in his state. Ron DeSantis said Florida cannot accommodate just dumping migrants in his state. He said he did not know about the plan until Broward and Palm Beach counties announced it on Thursday. The second jewel of U.S. horse racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness, is later Saturday in Baltimore, but the race is under a shadow after a filly collapsed and died while running at the Pimlico Racecourse on Friday. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.